Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Halloween night, Capital One tonight. The Caps go for their seventh win in nine games already. They have started off this season on fire. They play Montreal tonight at home. Alex Ovechkin right now, based on his pace, four goals in the first eight games, on pace to pass Gretzky. Not next year, this year. Our good friend Tariq El-Bashir, who writes for and covers the team for Monumental Sports Network at Tariq_El-Bashir on X, joins us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app today, or visit BetQL.com. So, because I haven't talked to you in a while and did not talk to you prior to the season started, what kind of team did you think the Caps were going to be this year? And have the first eight games changed your mind if you didn't think they were going to be what they've been so far?
Well, Kevin, I thought there was going to be more of an acclimation period. You know, they turned over essentially a third of their roster, bringing in seven new players in the offseason. I mean, that's a lot of new pieces you've got to plug into a lineup. So I figured, you know, October might be a little bit of a soft spot, but I thought that also their depth and their top of the lineup players were significantly better than last year. So I thought they would be a better team, but I felt like potentially there would be kind of a rough, ragged start, and they would get better as the season wore on. And as we're finding out here, they've really hit the ground running. And, you know, to use all the cliches here, I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders. Everything looks good to me right now. Starting to run into a little bit of injury problems, but nothing's too serious. But they're scoring almost a goal per game better than last year. They're defending hard. The goaltending, the numbers aren't great, but they're making the right save at the right moment, which is something they didn't always get the past few years. And, Kevin, the thing that really jumps out to me is they aren't beating up on cupcakes here.
Yeah, you know, right.
They've beaten Vegas and Dallas and New Jersey and the Rangers. I mean, these are all teams that, you know, many pundits expect to compete for a Stanley Cup this year. So, no complaints here from how the Capitals are playing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Joe B. pointed this out yesterday, that their schedule to start the season's been brutal, and they've come through it 6-2, and now it kind of lightens up a little bit. So you hit on some of the things. They're scoring more than they were scoring last year. Why do you think the new group with all of the new pieces has come together a little bit faster than anticipated?
Well, I think the coaching staff, you know, namely Spencer Carberry, did a really good job integrating the new players into his schemes. But I also feel like the holdovers, the guys who've been here a long time, the John Carlsons and Alex Ovechkins, the Nick Dowds, you know, those guys have built a really strong culture here in Washington. And I know it's kind of a word that gets overused maybe a little bit in sports, but you know, new players tell me all the time when they come to D.C., it didn't take long to feel like you were part of the group. And that's just something that has been fostered over the years here in D.C., and I've heard it time and again through, you know, from different players over different years. So it's got to be true. And there's something about the veterans here that just make guys feel like they're part of the group, part of the team. And I think that has accelerated the acclimation process for a lot of these young guys.
That's really interesting to me. I because, look, there is a vibe and always has been a vibe around the Caps in this town. The fan base is very, very passionate. The hardcore part of the fan base is very passionate. Players always speak fondly of their time in Washington, if they're here or if they've come and gone. And you just said maybe kind of the players are responsible. We've got, you know, multiple coaches. We've had multiple GMs over that period of time. How much of this does Ted get credit for?
Well, I mean, it's everything in an organization starts at the top, right? I mean, Ted isn't as hands-on as he was when I first started covering this team back in 2003, 2004. But at the same time, I feel like he's learned and evolved as an owner over the years, and he has a type when he's making hires. And, you know, I would say he delegates and hires people that he trusts, people who come highly recommended from other places. This organization does a great job of vetting not only, you know, new coaches and managers, and there haven't been a whole lot of managers in the history of this franchise. They do a good job of doing homework on players. I mean, you're not going to bat 1,000 on every player you bring in, but I would say over the last 5-6 years, you can probably count on one hand how many times they brought in a player and he didn't either work out for on ice reasons or because he just wasn't a fit off the ice. He just didn't fit into the group. It doesn't happen very much. And, you know, there are other teams around the league where that happens to them a lot. They're always like, oof, that, you know, when you first see that sign, you're like, oh, that doesn't look like a great fit. And then turns out a year later, that player is getting traded. That doesn't seem to happen here a lot in D.C.
A name that has been a part of this organization forever, that maybe it's me, and it could be. I'm sure Caps fans have a better sense for it than I do, but I think a majority of sports fans probably don't know the role that Dick Patrick has played in this organization for a long period of time. Can you explain it?
Yeah, and Dick's still here, man. You know, he's in his, I want to say, late 70s. Yep. You know, I still see him in the morning sometimes. We sometimes pull in around the same time. I say hi. You know, he's really a behind-the-scenes type, but for a long time, he essentially was the conduit between the business side of things and the hockey side of things. Of course, he's from the famed Patrick hockey family. You know, right. He knows the game. One thing I want to write at some point, Kevin, is going to be like the family tree of the Patricks. I mean, they've touched so many organizations. They've been around in this game for so long. But, you know, he also was and still is the guy who kind of sets the budget to a certain extent. And like I said, he kind of connects what the hockey operation side wants and needs to, okay, how does that fit into the business plan? And I think, you know, five decades of experience in the business, serves him well. He's seen it all. He's done it all. And, you know, I feel like the front office has gone through a little bit of a restructuring, particularly with his son, Chris, you know, being hired as the general manager this year. But it really still is amazing to me to see Dick in meetings. And, you know, I mean, I'm not in those meetings, but I see him walking into those meetings and into the front office. I mean, he's still handling business, and he's been doing it for a long time here. And when you think about the sustained success that this franchise has had, during the Leontis years, but even before that, you know, yeah, they didn't win a cup, but they played for a cup, and they were in the playoffs every single year. They were just in a really tough division with all the teams that were really good.
The Patrick division.
The Patrick division. I mean, Dick deserves a lot of credit, and you're right. I don't think that fans recognize, because, again, he's just not an outspoken guy. He's never been one to seek attention or be in the news. Or, you know, when I covered the team for the Washington Post for 13 years, the number of times I spoke to Dick on the record about stuff, not very much. He didn't seek the accolades or the spotlight. He just went about his job quietly behind the scenes, making sure stuff got done.
All right, let's shift the conversation to Alex Ovechkin in the start. The two goals the other night, you know, came within 2 minutes in the first period. What does he look like to you right now physically?
Physically, he looks good. He looks like he worked on his weight this off offseason. I'm not saying that's really been a problem for him. He's always been a big guy, but he looks like he's really fit and really worked hard this summer to get into shape. I remember Justin Williams, who was a very thin player, even when he was in his 20s, he wasn't a big guy, but he told me as he got later into his 30s, he had to cut weight just so he could keep that extra half step, just so he could make some of those moves in the corners. And I think Alex really took that to heart this year. You know, he had that really great end of the season last year to the regular season. And to me, it looks like he's carried it over. I mean, the thing I would say is he's 39 years old. I mean, he's doing something that no modern player has done. I mean, Wayne Gretzky scored 9 goals, I want to say, in his 38-year-old year. Ovi scored 31, He's already got 4 in 8 games this year. And, the thing that really jumps out to me is the first few games, he had the empty netter, he had the puck that went off his body. And so Alex has always been a player who scores in bunches, and confidence plays a big role in how he performs. And I was like, man, he's got to get a goal from his office or on the power play. He's got to get one soon. And then, bam, against the Rangers, beats Shesterkin, his countryman that he's a pretty good rivalry with, 5-hole. And then, a few minutes later, gets that great pass from Alexi Protas, and he pots that one too. And you could see his game after that just kind of took off. Confidence is, it's a funny thing. It's hard to measure, but you can kind of see when a player has it and when he doesn't. And to me, the rest of that Rangers game, that was one of the best games I've seen Alex play. He was moving his feet. He was making plays. He was hanging on the pucks down low. He was just dangerous all game long. And that's a really good thing if you're a Caps fan, because, it's hard to score in this league. It's even harder when you're 39 and you've been doing it for as long as he has, and you've got the accumulation of hard miles that he has on that body. Yeah. And I think we can, it's a long way to go here still, but I think you can now see, or at least I can feel, okay, he is going to make a legit run at this record. It might take till next year, but I think he's going to make a really good run at it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, barring injury, knock on wood, it's almost a foregone conclusion at this point. And, you bring up, and you've brought this up with me previously, and for those that don't know this, because maybe you're not so into the sport, it's much harder to score goals now than it was when Gretzky played. So Ovechkin will be considered, without question, when he passes Gretzky, to be the greatest goal scorer in the history of the game. It's just one last one on him, that right wing spot versus his comfortable many years left wing spot. Is he handling it okay? I mean, does it look the same? Does it look awkward? Is, you said confidence, it's such a key for everybody, but how is he handling that adjustment?
It was funny. I was talking to someone about that the other day. Ovi kind of goes where Ovi goes. I mean, he can really call him a right wing or a left wing. He's just a wing. He's just kind of out there. He moves around a lot. The reason for putting him on the right wing, there are a number of reasons for it. But from a tactical X's and O's standpoint, a lot of it has to do with play in the defensive zone. When you're playing on your natural wing, you're on your forehand a lot more. You're not trying to take the puck off the boards on your backhand and make other high skill, hard to make plays. Essentially what Spencer Carberry was trying to do was just lighten his load a little bit. He's 39 years old. You want to, in any way you can, make things easier for him. Whether it's carrying the puck into the offensive zone, whether it's getting the puck off the boards in the defensive zone, whatever the reason, and there are a number of them, putting Alex on the right side has alleviated some of those complications, of playing on his off wing. The other thing to point out, though, is this isn't the first time in his career that he's done this. Adam Oates played him on his on the right wing, I want to say for almost 2 seasons, and I think he scored 50 goals each season. So he's had a lot of success playing right wing. To me, it's a little bit overrated in terms of, it's not like going from, right tackle to left tackle in football. It's not quite that pronounced. And that important because, like I said, Alex, you know, he can be right wing and you'll see him on the left side a lot. He kind of moves around a little bit. But in general, it does the aim was to make things a little bit easier for him.
Tark, thanks. As always, hope you're doing well.
Doing great. Thanks for checking in, Kevin.
Tark El-Bashir, everybody. Caps and Canadians tonight. Caps looking for a 7-2 start. All right. Let's shift the conversation back to the Commanders. A couple of things. One, there is something out there that essentially has Philadelphia. We know that Philadelphia right now is a slight odds favorite to win the division, but there are other indications that Philly is the division favorite as well. Do we agree with that? We'll get to that. Also, Joe Witt Jr. and Cliff Kingsbury, it is their day to meet with the media, and they have done that or are in the process of doing that, so we'll have some of what they said as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.